service.
那这是我们教会每一年一次的机会来对长辈表达我们晚辈的敬意。
This is an opportunity every year for the younger ones at church to pay our respects to the elderly.
所以今天早上呢，要用在神的家中学习孝道做题目，跟大家来彼此勉励。
So today I'd like to share with you the topic of how to have filial piety in the house of God.
因为我们在平常的聚会当中，我们常常都是在看圣经里面的一些信息，就是所谓的经文本身的意思。
Normally at service, we learn about the truth and the word from the Bible.
但其实这些道理都是要最后能够转化成在生活当中行出来的动力。
And these are the motivation behind how we should live our life.
我们知道教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
We know that church is the body of Christ.
那是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
那我们在这里共同相信耶稣是我们的救主。
And today, it is our common belief that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
我们也愿意接受主耶稣基督宝血的赦罪，成为神的儿女。
And we all have willingly received the blood of Jesus to become children of Christ.
那在基督里面，我们就同为肢体，我们都是一家人。
And now that we are in one family in Christ, we are members of one body.
所以我们在教会里面，我们互称。 为弟兄姐妹。
And that is why we refer to one another as brothers and sisters.
但是在地上生活的时候，我们其实还是需要有长幼有序这个观念的。
But as we live in this world, however, we still need to understand how to interact with people who are older or younger than us.
所以一个年轻的小朋友不能够叫你的阿公阿嬷说，哎，某某弟兄。
And so it is not proper for the grandchildren to call their grandparents as brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so.
不能够说，我们都是弟兄姐妹啊，不是都是在教会里面同样是拜主耶稣吗？
It shouldn't say that you do this because you are brothers and sisters who worship the same God.
没有错，我们都是在主里同为肢体。
It is true that we are all members of one body.
但是我们在这个世界上生活的时候，我们要有秩序。
But while we live in this world, we should also know how to interact with others in an orderly manner.
年轻的人对年长的他的称呼就不能够直呼他的名字，或者叫他直接叫他某某弟兄。
That's why the younger ones should not refer to their elderly generations by their first name.
如果是我们的长辈，我们应该称呼他什么样的一个称呼？这是我们在生活当中会被教导的。
We should have been taught, or we should learn how to address each other in a proper way.
那年轻的人要对年长的有礼貌。
And the younger ones should be polite or be respectful of the elderly.
因为圣经里面是这样说的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
我们现在请看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第五章请看第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
第五章五节，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Verse 5. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
这里提到说，年幼的要顺服年长的，这就是次序。
The younger should submit to the elders.
那他说，就是众人当中是同辈的，也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
And even if you're of the same age, you should respect each other with humility.
那以一个谦卑的心是蒙神祝福的。
Because a humble heart is blessed by God.
那因为我们愿意顺服神，服在神大能的手下，我们到时候就会真的会被神提升，在神的国度里面，真的是有份的人。
And if we are willing to humble ourselves in the house of God, God will exalt us. At the end.
在神的家里面是有秩序的，所以是有敬有爱。
And so from this, we learn that in the house of God, there is love and there is respect.
那我们在这一年，每一年的这个时候，大概都是冬天快要结束，春天来临的时候，举办敬老会。
We usually, as our custom, hold our elderly service in the springtime.
让我们全体的同龄能够借这个机会呢，来表达对年长者的一番心意了。
It is a way for the younger ones to show our respect to the elder.
因为毕竟我们一个人能够活到七十岁不容易的。
Because it is unusual for someone to live to the age of 70.
不是说unusual，是不容易的。我们平常现在一个人的年纪平均年龄美国都已经是八十几岁了。
So the median survival is age 80 in the United States. It's not unusual to live until 70, but it's not easy to have lived so many years.
我们现在教会现在举办敬老会，就是弟兄姐妹年龄达到七十岁以上，就可以被列为敬老的对象。
And so we have included those who are over the age of 70 to be the ones apart.To be called elders.
在教会里面，我们现在年纪七十岁以上的弟兄姐妹应该二十几个了哈。经常在我们当中出现的这些年长者，大概二十几个。
So among our congregation, there are about 20 some members who are over the age of 70.
一个人要活到七十岁，其实这是神的祝福。
It is a blessing of God for someone to be able to live to this age.
这个世界其实现在有很多意外，是我们没办法预料的。
There are many accidents in this world that we cannot plan for or anticipate.
因为有人快快乐乐的出门，却没办法平平安的回家。
There are many people who go out traveling, but they were not able to return home.
坐飞机的时候，不知道什么时候飞机掉下去啊。
Nowadays, you cannot know whether your flight will safely land.
我们有一个弟兄，他在受洗以前，他要出国留学。他要出国留学，要坐飞机以前，他没有机会受洗了。
There is someone who came to our church who was going to study abroad, but he did not have a chance to receive baptism before his flight.
因为他大学的时候来查考道理。
He came to study the word during his college days.
结果有一些什么原因，反正他都没办法受洗。
There were many obstacles for him to get baptized.
那他知道说，没有受洗就不能进天国。
And he knew that if he wasn't baptized, he would not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
结果他就要搭飞机，远渡重洋到很远的地方去。
And so he
坐很久，要坐很多趟飞机。
He had a plan to study abroad, and in order to get to his destination, he had to take many flights.
那时候刚好听到有一些那个坠机的消息，飞机掉下去了。
Around that time, there are many accidents related to airplanes.
他那时候还是慕道者，他就非常祷告，非常认真啊。
He was a true seeker at the time, so he prayed very hard.
主啊，你帮助我，坐飞机的时候飞机不能坠机啊，不然我就没救了。
And he prayed to God, God, please help me, help me and keep me safe, otherwise I would not be saved.
但是感谢主，他平安了，他受洗了，他现在活着。
And praise God, he was safe and he received baptism after that, and he is still with us today.
这说明我们在世上有一些意外是我们没办法掌握的。
It tells us that there are many things in this world we cannot control.
所以我们今天一个人能够活到像摩西所说的哈，世人平均活到七十岁，强壮到八十岁是不容易的。
And so, as Moses has once said, you can live to the age of 70, but if you're strong to the age of 80, it's not easy to live to this age.
那活到老已经不容易，能够老的时候又能够保守在主耶稣基督里面，那是更不容易。
And it is also not easy to remain in Christ at an old age.
有些人他年轻的时候很热心的信主，但是到年老的时候，他可能就离开不信了。
There are people who were fervent in their youth or in their younger days, but once they became old, they lost their fervor.
或者是他们不再来教会了。
Or they stopped coming to church.
因为我们可以看，我们从小参加教会的活动，都会一起照相啊，都会有合照啊，家里面有好多好多照片。
If you grew up in church, you have many photos of spiritual events since young.
我们从E2的学生开始参加学生年会。
For example, if you start attending spiritual convocation, student spiritual convocations,
我们在座年轻的
E2,
我们这些学生要把你的照片留起来。
You should save and keep your photographs.
一年一年的把你的照片拿起来对照。
And you can compare pictures from year to year.
你会看到跟你同时在参加学生年会这些教会这些教会的同龄。
You will notice that of the people who attend these events,
有多少人到我们老的时候还能够继续在教会里面，我们看到他们在热心的敬拜神呢？
How many of them will continue to be fervent and eager in serving the Lord?
有些人会在这当中就不见了。
There are some people who will disappear from these photographs.
所以我们活到老的时候还能够保守在主耶稣基督里面啊，来这里敬拜神，这真的是神的恩典。
Therefore, it is a true blessing of God for someone to continue to stay in church to worship Him until an old age.
所以我们弟兄姐妹利用这个机会，要一起来对这些长属灵里面的长辈呢表达敬意，就是合乎圣经，也是我们应该行的。
And so it is according to the Bible and something that we should do, in paying respect to our elders.
那也是这个机会，我们再一次来思想圣经里面所记载第五条诫命，要孝敬父母，它真正的含义。
And this is also another opportunity for us to reflect upon the fifth commandment, how to honor your parents.
因为孝敬父母这个诫命是连不信神的外邦人都是觉得理所当然的。
And the fifth commandment is something that even non-believers agree with.
那我们今天信主的人，我们一定要在圣灵的带领底下，能够对这条诫命认识得更透彻，也能够靠着神把它行得更完全。
Today, as believers, we must fulfill the fifth commandments according to the Bible under the guidance of God.
我们现在看出埃及记第二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
诫命是这样写的。
This is what the commandment says.
当孝敬父母，使你的日子在主你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
我们这里圣经英文是说 honor， 就是尊重，尊重父母。
In the English translation, it says to honor or to respect your parents.
因为这个希伯来文本身这个字眼就是动词，就是把它看得很有分量，很重要，很沉重的意思。
The Hebrew word for the word honor means to see something as very important or very precious.
那中文翻译把它翻成孝敬。
And the Chinese translation translates this word to filial piety.
那所以这个意思又更深入，中文的意思更深入了。
I believe the Chinese word carries an even deeper meaning.
如果是 honor， 就是如果把它看得很重，就是我很尊重父母而已。
If we were to read this word as honor, which is to mean to see them as someone who is very important.
就是说，如果从字面上来看，就是这个意思，就把它看得很沉重，很敬，很就是很重要这样。
That is to consider your parents as someone who is very important in your life.
但是我们中文的翻译其实加上去了，在我们的思想里面，被教导一个传统。
But according to the Chinese traditional teaching, the word filial piety carries additional meaning.
因为在中国人的传统思想里面，孝顺父母有三个层面。
According to Chinese traditions, to show filial piety to your parents involves three aspects.
因为我们现在在座的一些青年人都没有机会读中国中文的古书了。
There are many people or younger people here who have not had a chance to read these Chinese old sayings.
但是我们年长的，我们受过中文教育的，我们读过我们传统伦理道德里面告诉我们的一些道理。
But the elders among us may have read these traditional values.
然后孝亲有三层。
There are three layers or levels of showing filial piety to your
最,
parents.
最高等的、最重要就是尊亲。
The highest one is to respect your parents.
第二层就是不辱，就是不会让父母觉得很羞辱、很惭愧。
And the second layer means not to shame your parents.
第三个层面就是最低的，就是能奉养父母。
And the third, which is the most basic level, is to provide for your parents.
所以就有传统中国人的思想的人，就是说父母亲本身就是要孝顺。
So it's very is
做子女要孝顺他了哈。
According to Chinese traditions, it is by default that the children need to show filial piety to the parents.
要尊敬他，要顺从他，
they need to
要奉养他。
To obey them and to provide for them.
所以我们中文把它换成孝敬本身就是孝顺加上尊敬。
And the Chinese characters for honoring your parents is to show respect and to obey.
那这我们诫命第这里第十二节说，他说如果能够孝敬父母，就使你的日子在主你神所赐你的地上得以长久，就是在地上，在神所让我们住这个地方，我们可以活得久一点。
Verse 12 tells us that if we honor our father and our mother, we will live long in the land that the Lord is.
那表示说可以长寿。
It means that we will live a long time.
那一个人如果长寿，如果没有健康，没有福气，活越久越痛苦。
If you live for a long time but you do not have good health or are not blessed, it is more suffering for you.
那这个就活久就不见得是一种福气了。
And it will not be a blessing for you to live a very long life.
但是这里圣经说，孝敬父母在你的日子可以长久，不止久而已，里面还有福气很多的。
But this verse says that you may live a long time, but this long life comes with blessings.
有关于这一条诫命，保罗在以弗所书第六章，他这样子加以解释。
Paul explained in Ephesians chapter 6.
我们现在看以弗所书第六章的第二节啊，第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1.
六章一节说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。第二节
，verse 2，
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。一到三。
Verse 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
哦，你现在看到这里，他在英文在描述的时候，其实都写得很清楚了哈。
The English description of this verse is very clear.
那我们其实中文圣经，我们这样看也可以了解。
And the Chinese translation is also quite clear.
这里第三节那里特别强调，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
In verse 2, it tells us this is the first commandment with a promise.
为什么他这样写？
Why does he say that?
因为十诫里面的前面四诫都是有关于拜神的部分。
Because the first four commandments of the Ten Commandments refer to how to worship God.
从第五条开始的之后的六条诫命都是跟人有关系的。
And starting from the fifth commandment until the tenth commandment, these commandments were related to how we should treat one another.
那有关人的部分的第一个诫命就是有关孝顺父母的问题。
And the commandment to honor our parents is the very first commandment related to other people.
那所以呢，所以才会说是第一条带应许的诫命。
And that is why this is the first commandment with a promise.
这一条诫命的福气就是，哎，我们可以在世长寿。
The promise of this commandment is that we may enjoy a long life on this
earth. 然后他说可以得福，所以长寿又有福气的。
It means that this long life will be blessed.
哦，所以今天我们看到圣经里面他这样教导。
The Bible teaches us.
他提醒我们。父母亲是生养我们的人。
The Bible reminds us that it is our parents who raised us.
那
gave birth to us and raised us.
那其实父母亲是把我们生下，但是生命是从神给的啦。
Although our parents gave birth to us, our life came from God.
我们生命从神而来，但是我们身体从父母而出。
Although our life comes from God, our body came from our parents.
那子女是神给父母亲的产业。
And children are an inheritance from God, God that the God, God gave to parents.
父母亲是代替神在世上养育神的这个人。
And so our parents are the ones that God has assigned to raise us.
哦，所以父母亲就是儿女养育的恩人。
And therefore, our parents are the ones that gave grace to us by raising us.
没有父母亲照顾，孩子就长不大，就活不了。
Without our parents, we could not have grown up.
哦，所以其实这个孝顺父母，他这里所强调的，要让我们同时去了解我们。生命的来源是我们这位天上的父亲。
And so this verse also teaches us that the origin of life is God Himself.
但是一个人如果能够尊敬啊，这个在地上看得见的啊，这个恩人父母。
But if we can recognize and see the parents that raised us,
他会对父母亲的养育之恩会感激。
We can develop a sense of appreciation to our parents.
那这样才有可能会敬畏那个在天上我们看不见的真神。
And in this way, we can also develop an appreciation to the God that we cannot see.
我们才会去感激神所给我们的一切恩惠的。
And this is a way for us to experience and feel the grace that God has
provided for us. 所以古人说，他说孝亲是敬畏之本。
There's an ancient saying that goes, to know how to respect your parents is the
就是。是根本，是基础，敬畏神的基础了。
It's a fundamental criteria in worshiping God.
你看一个人，如果他本来就是孝顺父母的人
，If a person who is very respectful of their
他会对他的父母亲会感恩的人呢
？He's someone who's thankful.
当他认识了真神以后
，Once he comes to know God，
他就很容易对这个天上这位神产生敬畏，又会很感谢。
It is very easy for this person to feel respectful of God and to experience God.
因为他明白原来一切都是从神来的。
Because he understands that everything comes from God.
他有这么好的父母在养育他，其实神的恩典啊。
And he'll recognize that the reason why he has such great parents to raise him, is from God.
所以一个会孝顺的人，他通常之后他就会变成一个敬畏神的人。
If someone is very respectful of their parents or they honor their parents, they will be also very respectful of God and honor God.
那我们本来就在教会长大的人。
So for those of us who grew up in the church,
如果我们是一个真的敬畏神的人
，if we are someone who is truly fearful of God,
我们必然会孝顺我们的父母。
We will also respect our parents.
我们绝对不会成为那个不孝子。
We will not become those who forsake their parents.
因为这个孝顺跟敬畏有关系的。
Because this honoring of parents has a very close relationship with the fear of God.
所以我们今天如果真的会懂得孝顺父母亲，我们一定会接下去一定会敬畏神的。
If we know how to honor our parents, we know how to fear God.
也就是说，当我们对这个诫命本身真的了解它的意思。
And it also means that we truly understand the teaching of the commandments.
那这里他以弗所书第六章他提到说要在主里听从父母。
In Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us how to obey our parents in the truth.
哦，那他一开头是说做儿女的，你要注意，就是这个提醒做儿女的本身有一个很重要的义务要去尽的。
In the first verse, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord."
那表示说这个孝顺父母本身是要学习的，不是从小就会的。
It means that this is something we need to learn as we grow. We are growing up.
因为孝顺父母这个说明一个人会懂得感谢他的父母亲，会懂得回报父母亲。
If we honor our parents, we know to repay their love.
我们知道一个人要懂得感恩回报，这个是要学习，不学他不会，他会忘记的。
We know that in order for us to learn to honor or pay back to our parents, we need to learn how to do this.
那所以我们做父母亲的要把这样的观念教导我们的儿女。
And so as parents, we need to raise our children with these concepts.
那我们做长辈的更要把这个榜样实行在我们的孩子眼前，让他们可以看得到。
And as elders, we need to show them by example of how we treat our parents.
哦，因为这个如果没有学习，这个一代一代人越来越不懂得这个长幼有序，然后这个礼貌、这个孝顺的道理。
This is something that we need to pass on to the generation in how we treat one another with in an orderly manner.
这个世代越来越败坏，这是事实。
The society is degenerating.
年轻人如果没有教导他，他不会懂得感谢，他也不会孝顺的。
If we do not teach the younger generation, they will not know how to be thankful and how to honor their parents.
一个人他会违背父母，然后没有亲情，保罗把他看得很严重的。
If someone who disobey their parents and they do not regard their relatives, Paul says that it is a great mistake or sin.
我们现在看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章的第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章第一节，他说：“你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。”
It says, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days."
好，他现在讲末世危险的日子，就是这个危机 是什么哈？
And then he will go on to describe what kind of a time of crisis this is.
你现在继续看下去哈。
Let's continue reading.
这在第二节这里就提到了违背父母、忘恩负义。
Says that people will be disobedient to their parents, ungrateful.
所以会违背父母，就是不懂得孝顺的，不会感恩、忘恩负义的，这个就是末世的危机之一了。
And so, people who are disobedient to their parents and who are ungrateful are one of the signs of the end time or the terrible times.
这是为什么今天我们在教会里面要常常去提醒？圣经里面告诉我们这些现象，我们要真的要准备我们自己，我们才不会被这个世界的潮流污秽，然后随波逐流，远离神的道理。
The Bible warns us of this, the occurrence of these. Things in the end time, so we should be watchful to keep ourselves so that we don't go with the society.
这个社会真的是这样，越来越是这样子，像圣经所描述的。
The society is just as the Bible describes.
现在新闻到处流窜啊，所以很多各地方的发生的事情啊，就很快传遍全世界。
Now the news media is very advanced, and so when there's a news somewhere in the world, the rest of the world finds out.
那个新闻有时候会引起人的注意的是一些哈，真的看起来让人会觉得很可怕的消息啊。
And many of these news are actually terrible news.
所以这个不要说这个违背父母，现在连杀父母亲的都有。
There are not only those who disobey or forsake their parents, there are those who actually murder their parents.
就会看到说这个人的心真的已经真的败坏，完全被魔鬼占据。
We can see that the hearts of men have been occupied by evil and they're overtaken by Satan.
所以我们要常常教导我们的孩子，我们的下一代懂得来真的了解这个诫命，也能够真的来把它行出来，孝顺父母，让我们可以得福啊，真的蒙神喜悦。
We need to teach our next generation how to the meaning of the commandment and also how to honor their parents so they can live a long life.
我们要怎么样来孝敬父母？
So how can we honor our parents?
我们提几点。
Let's point out a few points.
我们请看箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to
箴言二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章，我们看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十二节说：“你要听从生你的父亲。”你母亲老了，也不可以藐视她。
Proverbs chapter 23, Proverbs 23, verse 22. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old.
这里提到两点。
It tells us two points.
第一个就是要听从父母。
First is to listen to your parents.
第二个就是要尊敬父母。
The second is to respect your parents.
所以这里特别强调说，那个。要听从生你的父母亲啊，二十二节他这里特别强调说，要听从生你的父亲啊，当然这个包括母亲嘛。
Verse 22 says, "Listen to your father," but I believe this includes your mother as well.
因为这个父母亲一起养育这个孩子，因为父母亲建立家庭、生养孩子、教育孩子。
Because the father and the mother together raise their children.
所以以弗所书第六章他会说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
In Ephesians chapter 6, it also tells us to listen to our parents.
他说这是理所当然的啊，以弗所书我们读过，是理所当然的。
Because it is something that is right.
那可是在这里，我们又要从新约圣经里面的教导会看到，听从父母并不是无条件的。
But we also learn from the New Testament that we do not listen to our parents blindly.
因为现在这个社会败坏的结果就是，有时候父母亲表现就不像父母了。
Because in this society, sometimes the parents do not behave like real parents.
所以我们要，我们如果我们是敬畏神的，我们一定会听从父母。
If we fear God, we will listen to our parents.
但是一方面我们会照主的意思来实行这个道理。
But at the same time, we will do according to God's will.
所以如果父母亲做一些很离谱 的事情吩咐他的儿女要去做违背神的旨意的事那当然不能做。
For example, if our parents tell us to do something that is going against God's, and against God's commandment or God's will, we will not do them.
因为父母只是儿女的神给他的产业他不是真正的拥有者、啊、
Because children are an inheritance by God,from God to the parents, the parents do not own the children.
父母上面还是有一个天父了。
Because our Heavenly Father is above our parents.
所以最终他最高的原则就是要在神的真理底下。
And so as we listen to our parents, we need to listen to them and obey them according to the truth from God.
所以今天我们听从父母亲、啊、我们要有的因为有时候当我们父母亲他如果还不认识神有时候可能会叫儿女做一些违背神的事情这个时候要以尊重神为主。
So sometimes our parents are not yet believers and they tell us to do things that go against God. We should obey God and do treat our parents properly or in the right way.
所以但是因为神已经把儿女交给父母去生养然后管理这本来这个就是神的计划所以儿女听从父母这是应该的。
Because God has given us to be raised by our parents, it is our duty to listen to our parents.
所以通常儿女他的习惯都是由父母亲养成的。
And a lot of the times, the habits that we have been formed by our parents.
我们的孩子会有什么习惯通常都是我们父母亲 的影子。
And the habits that the children have are often from the parents.
那也说明说今天这个父母亲如果能够照神的旨意来教养孩子我们的孩子其实也能够反映出神的形象来神的样子来
And today if we as parents are believers of God and we obey God our children will learn from us as like a shadow
所以第一个要听从父母
And so the first is to listen to our parents
第二个说他说不可以藐视你母亲老了不可以藐视表示要 尊敬这个尊敬没有时间限制的不能够说老了之后、啊、就我不需要学他所以我不需要尊敬了
The second is do not despise your mother when she's old It means to respect your parents no matter how old they become
他会这样讲表示人性有一个软弱
The reason why this Bible verse says so is that it's addressing a human weakness、
哦、因为这个时代在变化一代一代在成长
As the times change, people grow with it.
那个知识一直在进步了哈，所以上一代人所领受的知识，跟下一代的人可能差很远了。这个在这个末世更明显。
And as people get older, the information that they receive become obsolete. And so this is especially true in our time and age.
我们现在在做阿公阿嬷的，我们就会很惊讶，说我们那个孙子孙女才几岁，而已 iPad 用到那边去，哇，这么厉害，我们都搞不清楚。
And so for many of our older members, we may feel that our grandchildren are using electronic devices that we do not understand.
现在的孩子变得很有知识了，因为他接触很多很多的信息，从小就接触我们以前都没有接触过的东西。
And our next generation are becoming a lot more knowledgeable a lot more quickly because they receive so much information from such a young age.
受了很多教育之后，现在有一个副作用，可能他们接下来就会藐视这些没有知识的长辈了。
So a major side effect of education is that as you gain more knowledge, you may start to despise those who do not know.
那如果我们没有被提醒，我们很可能会步上这个藐视父母亲的这样的作为。
If we are not reminded, we may also make the same mistake of despising our parents.
那圣经里面其实神的律法是讲得很清楚的。
But the laws tell us very clearly in the Bible.
我们现在看出埃及记二十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 21.
你看圣经是怎么说哈
？Exodus chapter 21.
出埃及记二十一章第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节说：“打父母的，就要把他治死。
”Anyone who attacks their father or mother is to be put to death.
第十七节。
17.
咒骂父母的，就要把他治死。
Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death.
哦，所以这个打父母、咒骂父母，这个在神眼中是该死的罪。
And so it is a crime worthy of death to attack your parents or to curse your parents.
哦，所以有时候我们做儿女要很小心。我们有时候，父母亲管教我们，有时候我们心里不服气，我们就可能会产生这样的动作出来了。
So it is especially it is a teaching for the younger for us that sometimes when our parents are teaching us, we may feel angry and we may do something.
所以我们要很小心的去控制我们的脾气，我们的这个想怒气啊。
And so we must be careful in controlling our emotion or anger.
如果神真的一一追究我们的罪，我们就没有人能够存活。
If God decides to count all of our sins, we cannot survive.
箴言里面有一句话这样说。
Proverbs says.
他把咒骂父母亲的这个事情这样描述，看箴言，箴言二十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
二十章二十节说，咒骂父母的，他的灯必灭，变为漆黑的黑暗。
If someone curses their father or mother, their lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness.
我们现在这个世代，很多人都在追求知识，然后变得很聪明，然后希望能够前途光明。
Many people in this generation seek after knowledge and want a brighter future.
但是如果我们在孝顺父母亲这件事情上失误了，我们就不用再想什么了。
But if we make the mistake in dishonoring our parents, then we will not have a future.
这里圣经是说，他的灯必灭。
It's because it tells us that their lamp will be snuffed out.
他以后的前途就是黑暗的了。
It means that their future will be darkness.
不管在世上你有多少学问、多少成就，都是黑暗的。
No matter how much knowledge you have in this world, your future will be darkness.
所以我们做子女的要非常小心我们对父母亲的态度。
So as children, we must be very watchful of our attitudes toward
our parents. 父母亲也许他没有像我们这么有知识，他可能会做错误的判断，没错。
Perhaps our parents are not as knowledgeable as us, and they may make mistakes.
但是圣经告诉我们说，就是要尊重。
The Bible tells us that we must respect them.
这个时候就是要忍耐。
And we must have patience.
要就是要求告神帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
最后我们一定会明白。
At the end, we will realize.
有些事情是我们还小的时候，我们还没办法体会到。
We will realize something that we could not experience when we were younger.
但因为父母亲他比我们年长，他走过的路比我们多，经历的事情更多了。
Because our parents have gone through more things than us.
所以我们要愿意顺服父母亲所给我们的建议，他们给我们管教。
We must listen to the teachings from our parents.
那这样子，我们后来一定会得福气。
And at the end, we will be the one that benefits.
所以特别强调说，当父母年老的时候，不可以藐视。
And so that's why the Bible tells us not to despise our parents when they're old.
有时候现在有些身体年纪大了以后，身体机能退化，甚至失忆了，就是像小孩子一样，很多东西都不会做了。
Some elderly people have dementia and they become like children and they are not able to do many things.
但是做子女的仍然需要孝敬父母，要愿意尊重父母。
As children, we must continue to respect them and to show our respect.
让父母亲有尊严，有安全感。
So that our parents can feel safe and they can feel dignified.
我们弟兄姐妹很多家庭做得非常好。
There are many brothers and sisters who have led good examples in this area.
因为虽然父母亲已经像小孩子一样，我们还是这么样的尊敬他们。
Although their parents have returned like children, they continue to respect them.
主耶稣一定会大大祝福我们这样一个美好的行为。
I believe that the Lord will greatly bless those who have exhibited these behaviors.
那除了尊敬、听从之外
，besides listening and obeying，
我们还要有一个作为，就是要奉养父母的。
We also need to provide for our parents.
现在请看提摩太前书第三章，第五章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
第五章，请看第四节。
Verse 4.
第五章第四节说：若寡妇有儿女，或有孙子孙女啊，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 4. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God.
哦，这里这一节圣经啊，我们中文把它翻成要在家里学着行孝。
In the Chinese translation, it says that we need to learn how to show our filial piety in the family.
哦，那当然，它如果是原文的意思呢，它实际上是指着说要在家里面去实行在神里面的虔诚呢。
And according to the original text, it means to put our religion into practice.
但是呢，这个虔诚这个作为就是要去养育长辈，而且是需要真的是需要供养的，因为年纪大了，有时候就没有谋生能力了。
What does it mean to put into practice? It means to provide for our parents, especially at a time when they can no longer provide for themselves.
那因为在这一段里面都在讲到这个寡妇的问题。
This paragraph is talking about the problem of widows in the church.
我们现在看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
Verse 8. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
哦，所以这里特别提到说，其实子女有这样一个责任，要去看顾自己的家属，自己的父母。
Tells us that as children, we have an obligation to provide for our parents.
我们不可以把这个责任就丢给现在政府了，政府在管，所以不用管他了。
We cannot give this this responsibility to the government.
那我们也不能够像当时候的法利赛人，他们有一个借口，他们当时候不奉父母亲有一个借口。
And the Pharisees at the time had an excuse for themselves in not providing for their parents.
主耶稣特别提出来责备他们的。
And Jesus pointed this out to them to correct them.
看马可福音第七章。
Rebuke them. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马可福音，马可。
Sorry, Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Mark chapter 7.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节他说，摩西说要孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必治死他。你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了割耳板，割耳板就是贡献的意思，以后你们就不容他再奉养父母。十三节，这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。那这一段圣经呢，在讲当时候有些人呢，他认为说，我已经把这些我的财物奉献给神了，所以我不需要再供养父母亲了，我没有责任了。
There are many people at that time who claimed that they had offered to God what was supposed to be given to their parents.
但是其实这个在神面前是不蒙悦纳，他们这样奉献，其实对神来说是没有意思的。
But in the eyes of God, this kind of offering is meaningless.
所以做儿女的没有任何借口说我不需要供养父母。
So there's no excuse that that the children can have in not providing.
当然，在这个世代里面，我们年长的很多时候我们自己都有准备我们的养老的。
And in this day and age, there are many of the elderly who have prepared them for their own retirement.
有时候我们不见得是真的需要儿女给我们什么样金钱的供给。
And so they may not have a real need for the children to provide for them financially.
但是做儿女的这样一个心意以及这样一个做法不能够缺少。
But as children, we cannot not have the heart or the willingness to provide them should there be a need.
我们需要真的去注意到神所告诉我们的这些道理要去行出来的。
And we need to pay attention to the teachings of God and to carry them out.
我们再最后看箴言，看回来二十三章。
Let's turn back to Proverb 23.
箴言二十三章。
Proverb 23.
二十四节
，Verse 24。
二十三章二十四节说：“义人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。”
The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him.
25节说，你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。
May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful.
这里提到要孝顺父母，第四个方法就是要让父母欢喜。
The fourth way to honor our parents is to make them joyful.
要让他们欢喜的最简单的方式就是在神面前成为义人。
The easiest way to make them joyful is to be a righteous man in front of God.
所以让父母欢喜不再要拥有很多财富或有很多地位，很高地位。
To make our parents joyful does not require us to be very famous or to be very wealthy.
乃是我们真的能够敬畏神，把神的道理行出来的。
But what is required is that we are righteous in the eyes of God.
那其实这样的能够行出神的道理，也就是有智慧的人了。
And the one who is able to be righteous and do God's will is someone who is wise.
那要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐哦。其实，在我们的很多生活上面，我们都要去想，我的父母亲希望我做什么。
And so let us reflect or ponder upon what our parents would have us do.
那我们做年轻的人，我们要想我们的婚姻要怎么样能让父母亲能够欢喜快乐。
If we're younger, we should think about in terms of marriage, what we should do to make our parents happy or joyful.
做儿女的，如果我们真的好好的选择我们的配偶，经营我们的婚姻呢？
As younger people, if we choose our spouse wisely and manage our marriage,
让我们的婚姻幸福，让我们的家庭可以和乐。
And we have a good marriage and a good family.
然后真的能够敬神爱人，把道理行出来。
And we're able to fear God and love man.
其实做父母亲的就心里面就很安慰，其实这个就是孝顺。
This is the greatest joy that our parents can have, and this is the best way to
让父母亲晚年可以真的享福。
So that our parents can enjoy this joy at the end of their life.
让我们一起来实行这个道理。
So now let us go out and practice this truth.
真的能够孝顺父母亲，让我们在世长寿，可以得福。
To truly honor our parents, and so that we may enjoy a long life.
我们可以听从他们。
We should obey them.
我们尊敬他们。
We should respect them.
我们可以奉养他们。
We should provide for them.
我们可以使他们高兴欢喜。
And we should make them joyful.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
我们再一起来唱诗247首。
Let us sing hymn 217.